In a white lab wearing a black lead vest, Dr. Adnan Siddiqui carefully threads tiny wires and surgical devices through the vascular system of a brain aneurysm patient. But here's the catch, the patient isn't there. Siddiqui is testing out surgical devices in a recreated map of human blood vessels. It's an incredibly accurate model made with an advanced 3D printer.
And so we are able to now go ahead and try to treat this in the 3D printed model as a dry run, shall we say, compared to doing the actual thing in a patient.
Siddiqui is a neurosurgeon and the chief medical officer at Buffalo's Jacobs Institute. He's been working with biomedical engineers in the University at Buffalo's Clinical and Translational Research Center to turn CT and MRI scans of real patients into models made of a single material called Tango Plus. It's a photopolymer that offers a feel more similar to the inside of arteries and vessels than previous models have come anywhere close to. The potential for this 3D printing doesn't stop at practicing for his own patients. Siddiqui foresees the most common use will be in training physicians at all stages of education using generic models of human anatomy. He says it can also be used in the trial of current and prototype devices.
Before you get a chance to really trial these devices, you don't want to try them for the first time in the patient. So we're able to print out the exact model of that particular patient's anatomy and do a dry run before we do these innovative procedures.
Siddiqui says the 3D printing process is not going to be used in emergency situations or in relatively simple neurosurgeries. But for the more complex and less urgent cases, he believes this method of realistic practice will become the new standard of care. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.